I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Planned Parenthood could lose federal funding if the Trump administration gets its way. The money is part of Title X, which was enacted in 1970 by then-President Richard Nixon. It sends federal dollars to birth control and reproductive health providers. Pro-life advocates don't like that. They say government funding means more dollars for abortions. Julie Lynn is with Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says her organization is the only provider under Title X for six counties, and the changes would create an impossible caseload for the remaining providers.
In Illinois, there are 95 Title X healthcare providers, and Planned Parenthood makes up 18% of those, but we see 42% of the patients.
Lynn says other proposed changes include a gag order, which means abortion information would not be provided to many patients. Public comments on the issue are being collected by the Department of Health and Human Services until the end of the month. In other news, the mayor of Urbana is upset that the Justice Department is withholding grant funds for local law enforcement. Christine Herman has more.
Urbana police still haven't received roughly $10,000 in federal grant money they were expecting by April. The department planned to use the money to lease tasers with cameras, which Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin says are important tools for police. Earlier this month, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed a lawsuit claiming the Trump administration is withholding $6.5 million from the state over its immigration policies. Speaking on the 21st show, Marlin says she's glad Madigan is suing.
This is just one of, you know, a series of what I consider kind of attacks on municipalities from the administration. It's really frustrating to think you have to defend your city against this administration.
Marlin says the DOJ's alleged opposition to Illinois' immigration enforcement policies contributes to an atmosphere of uncertainty and fear among immigrants. I'm Christine Herman.
Governor Bruce Rauner says he did not know a Chicago mayoral candidate planned to hand out $200,000 to churchgoers at a service where the governor also spoke. This prompted opponents to accuse the Republican of trying to buy votes for his own reelection. Rauner says he learned after the fact that Willie Wilson distributed the cash and checks at an African-American church Sunday morning, and he was pretty upset about it. The State Board of Elections says Wilson did not break any campaign finance laws because the money came from his own nonprofit foundation, not his campaign fund. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A longtime SIU School of Law faculty member is the new interim dean there. Cindy Bies began her tenure at the law school yesterday. Bies joined the SIU School of Law faculty in 2001. She teaches international law, international business transactions, constitutional law, immigration law, and more. Her appointment won't be final until the SIU Board of Trustees approves it at its next meeting. Bies replaces Christopher Behan, who served as acting dean for an academic year. SIU Carbondale Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says discussions are underway about launching a national search for a permanent dean of the School of Law. Three Jefferson County fire departments recently completed an active shooter training program. Now, the Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District, Woodlawn, and Waltonville fire departments are seeking donations in an effort to pay for 16 active shooter bags. They cost just over $460 each. Waltonville Fire Chief Jerry Newell says the bags contain supplies that help treat shooting victims.
You have a shooting victim that has arm, leg, and a chest shot. You'll need like two tourniquets for each person, or could possibly three tourniquets or four for each person. So there's quite a bit that goes in that shooter bag.
Newell says anyone who wants to make a donation can contact the rural fire departments in Waltonville, Woodlawn, or the Jefferson Rural Fire Protection District. I'm Jennifer Fuller.